Social media and the internet bring people closer, regardless of distance, and they make us more accessible to one another. But to many people, you are who the internet says you are. Today, you can also be sure that employers and recruiters will be checking you out online before and after you're hired. It's up to you to decide whether your virtual presence will help or damage your career. It was national news in 2011 when Gilbert Gottfried was fired as the voice of the Aflac Duck following his controversial tweets after the Japanese tsunami. There are also success cases like Stacey Lamb, a young man who blogged a meme of Hillary Clinton and was then invited to visit the State Department and offered a job at BuzzFeed. According to a 2013 study by CareerBuilder, employers are finding more reasons not to hire candidates because of their social media presence. Some said they took candidates out of the running after finding questionable content online. Ellis International communications principal Steve Ellis says he pays a lot of attention to people's Facebook posts and LinkedIn profiles, and he always links job candidates' social media posts with their professional development.
I think I put a great deal of emphasis on Facebook and LinkedIn simply because those give people a chance to show their true personality and the way they post their pictures and the way they, what they comment on, what they like, what they don't like. Twitter, I think, is shows me how in-depth they are. So they spend a lot of Twitter time telling me they're having a cafe mocha or something, and I find that to be a little bit silly. If they do Twitter stuff where they refer to news articles or things of substance, then I find that to be more interesting.
Though some people are rejected for a job because of their inappropriate posts online, observing social media isn't just about weeding out bad candidates. It's also about ensuring great hires. Ellis says he's been very impressed by Facebook posts of past job applicants.
I hired a research director once based on his Facebook observations. I found him to be both thoughtful and provocative at the same time, and the way he expressed them was not offensive, but intellectually pure.
Young adults also need to think about how to act professionally as active social media users. Whether they're looking for a job or simply building up their professional reputation, it's important for them to manage their online reputation across the different social networks they use. Samantha Gallegos is an undergraduate student from California State University, Sacramento. She worked at Capital Weekly, a news publication covering California politics, and always reminds herself to keep it professional every time before she posts anything.
I don't tweet out anything that's like a lot of people use Twitter to be like their stream of conscious, like anything they're thinking, they just tweet it out. But I try to make it just like all my stories, very professional news things I think are interesting. And even though my Facebook's a private Facebook, I don't really post anything on it just because I'm always aware that no matter how much privacy you put on your settings account, people can always find stuff.
Gallegos found out the hard way. She posted something unprofessional on Twitter, and her employer found out.
When I was working in retail, I did post like on my break about just being like frustrated about my work because it was like holidays, and dealing with a bunch of customers during holidays is, of course, frustrating in retail. So I did post that, and the supervisor saw it and just was like, hey, you know, is everything okay? Nothing serious, but just trying to make sure I was okay. And it was just kind of at that moment I realized, like, even though it's your personal profile, it's nothing's private. And especially if you have those people on those profiles, then they can definitely see it.
Whether you like it or not, today your online presence is your calling card, particularly when it comes to your career. So use it wisely. Make sure recruiters and hiring managers will be talking about you in a good way. For Radio America, I'm Ryan Brown.